Even the Rashi says, looked over all the psukim, we couldn't find a pasuk like this. Maybe it means a pasuk in Yoshei, in Yoshua, it's a little bit different. But Kopan means there was a place where they used to feel bad about when they saw it, that place we have the Chubin of Shiloh. It means like this, that Mokom, this was a place, Shekola Royoi Soi Misanolov. Whoever would see this place would feel bad, would be Misanolov, Alakilas Kodeshim Shiloh. That this was a place that you were able to eat Kodeshim. What do you mean you're able to eat Kodeshim? Like we're saying, by Mishkan Shiloh, they were allowed to eat the Kodeshim Kalim outside Mishkan Shiloh. Any place that you could see from that place, the Mishkan Shiloh. Rabbi Avua Omar Kodeh Pasuk says, Bein Poris, Yosef, Bein Poris, Ali Ayin. What does that mean to say? Ayin shall arose to Solozoin, Flehenes Midavish Shemesh Shaloi. The Ayin of Yosef, that he did not want to have any enjoyment from something that does not belong to him, Tiske Vetoichal Kumolay Eneho. It should be observed in its Mishkan Shiloh, which was in Yosef's Mokoim, that should be observed in that place that he could eat, Bechol Mokoim Shatatira. Any place that you could see from there, you're allowed to eat the Kodeshim Kalim. Here, Rabbi Yossi, now he says, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, he says like this, the Pasuk in the Devarim that says, where it's saying, Sheikh Nesner, should be willing like the ones that are living around, people that hated him. That means, Ayin Shalai Rotz, so Lehenes, Nidav, Shene Shalai, means Yossi, that did not want to have enjoyment, not have enjoyment for something that does not belong to him, is Tizke V'Teichol, Bein HaShnuyim, he should be Zeichah that people should be able to eat Kodeshim Kalim, the whole mokum that you can see Shiloh from, even though it's a mokum that the people around him hated him. In other words, the other brothers hated Yosef. Rashi says, Bein HaShnuyim means Shiloh Kodesh of Necholim after Gvul of Shah Shvatim. He could eat it even in the Gvul of other Shvatim. In Shesanu, that they hated a Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Tanu B'lom like this, that Roy Yishomru, that's why we say any place that you can see Mishkan Shiloh, you're allowed to eat Kodeshim Kalim there, Roya Kuloi, V'loi Hamastik, Beinola Beinoi, it has to be that you could see the whole Mishkan Shiloh from where you are. And that is something divided between you and Mishkan Shiloh. So, Omalei Reb Shimon Ben Alikim Reb Loza, Asav V'lechot, like bring me a proof, which place is called that you could see still the Mishkan Shiloh? He says, Kogoin, Beikinishta Demoin, like in the shul, the Mishkan, there are Beikinishta Demoin, from that place was a good place that you could still see the whole Mishkan Shiloh. From that Mokum you could still eat Kodeshim Kalim. On the Rav Papa says, Royish Amru, that's what it says, you have to be able to see Mishkan Shiloh, Loi Roya Kuloi, El Roya Miksasoi. Not that you have to mama see the whole thing, but it's not even if you only see a part of Mishkan Shiloh, it's also good. Now the Gemara says, Boy, Rav Papa has a Shiloh. What's going to be Oymeid V'Roya? If you stand up from where you are, you could see the Mishkan Shiloh. But Yoshev Yeni Roy, if you'd sit down at that place, you could not see Mishkan Shiloh. Could you eat the Kodeshim Kalim there when you're sitting? My, and Boy Rav Yirmiya, Oymeid Agabe HaNachal V'Roya. If you're standing on top of the Nachal, you would be able to see the Mishkan Shiloh. If you're standing on top of the edge of the valley, you'll be able to see it. But Patecha Nachal, if you're in the middle of the valley, V'Yeniroi, from there you would not be able to see Mishkan Shiloh. My, what's the Lacha? Is that place good enough to eat Kodeshim Kalim or not? Take off, that's a good Shiloh. Now the Gemara says, Ki Yossi Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, Omri said like this, Omar Rebbe, that Bishloshim Mekoimois, Shosho Shechina Yisrael, there are three places that the Shechina was shining in Klai Yisrael. Bishiloi, first one was in Mishkan Shiloh, there was a Shechina, for Noiva Givoin, then when they came into Noiva Givoin, that was the next part of the Mishnah, that after Shiloh, then they came to Noiva Givoin, so there also was the Shechina, Ubeis Alamim, and in the Beis HaMikdash also was the Shechina. Now the Kulam in all these three places, Loishosha Ella, the Chilik Binyamin, the Shechina was only in the Chilik of Binyamin. Shinema, the Apostle says in the Devarim, Choyfe Falav Kol Hayayim, he like Hovrid, he covered over it all day, meaning to say, Kol Chafifos, anytime the Shechina of Hashem comes down and covers over Klai Yisrael, Loyil Ala Bechalkash of Binyamin, will only be the Shechina, will only come down in the Chilik of Binyamin. So it comes out that in Shiloh and Noiva Givon and the Beis Alamim, they're all in the Chilak of Binyamin. Another one says, Kiyosi, Kiyosi Labaya. when Abaye went, he told the Sova on the Kaimat Rabbi Yosef. He said the Sova in front of Rabbi Yosef. So Omar, so Rabbi Yosef said back to Abaye, Chad Brua Hever Leila Kaila. One son your father had, Kaila. Rashi says that's the father of Abaye. Meaning to say, like, you Abaye, you're the only son to your father, Fulay Mifkan, you're not finished yet. Meaning to say, what you just said is not true. That you said the Shekhinah only came down. Bichal Kesho Ben Yomin, I will say by Mishkan Shiloh, the Pasuk says, Vayitra Shes Mishkan Shiloh, will say it says right away, Vayim Es Piyo Yosef, that Mishkan Shiloh was in the Chilak of Yosef, not in the Chilak of Ben Yomin. So how come you said before the Shekhinah came down in Shiloh, which is in Chilak Ben Yomin? And here the Pasuk in Tehillim says, it was Piyo Yosef. It says, the Shev and Ephraim Lebocha didn't choose Ephraim, but rather Piyo Yosef. So Omer Avada says back, no, Michael Kashle, what's so schwer? What's schwer when Abaye said over? Dilma made it like this. Shekhinah b'chelek bin Yomin. Enochanami, it's true what he said, that the Shekhinah in Mishkan Shiloh was in chelek bin Yomin. But the Sanhedrin Gedolah b'chelek Yosef. And that's what the Pasuk says, Vayitish as Mishkan Shiloh, and Vayimas b'yel Yosef, mean that the Sanhedrin Gedolah was in chelek Yosef. Enochanami, Dika Shekhinah was in bin Yomin. But the Sanhedrin was in Chelek Yosef. Mid the Matzin of the Beis Olam, just like we find in the Beis Hamikdash. Say, Shechina Tarka B'Chelek Yosef Ben Yamin. But the Sanhedrin of Gedola in the Beis Hamikdash, the Chelek Yehuda, was in right outside it, in Chelek Yehuda. So maybe here also, that it says by Yosef means the Sanhedrin was in Chelek Yosef. Omalei, so Rabbi Yosef said back, Hochi Yashter, what's one got to do with the other? Ho, some over there, Mikalva, Nachlois, Gabi Adodi. Why the Beis Hamikdash, the Nachlis of Binyamin and Yehuda were right next to one another? The Shaykh to say there that the Shekhinah was in Binyamin, as in Hedjim was in Chelik, Yehuda. But Hocha, but by Mishkan Shiloh, me Mekarvin, were the Nachlis, were they close one to another, like was Yosef near Binyamin? Shmuel says no, Hocha Nami Mekarvin, I'll tell you here also, by Mishkan Shiloh, also was close Binyamin to Yosef. And what's the Raya? Just like the Yom of Rabbi Choma, Rabbi Chanina. He says about the Beis Hamikdash that Ritzua Haisa Yitzay, there was a ship of men going out. Michelko Shah Yehuda, from Yehuda's Chelik, from the Echneses Lechelko Shah Ben Yamin, and it went into the Chelik of Ben Yamin, or Boho Yemizbech Beluya, and on that little strip of land that belonged to Yehuda was where the Mizbech was built, even though the rest of the Beis Hamikdash was on the Chelik of Ben Yamin. And why Ben Yamin at Tzadik Mitzayim Levola? His brother in no time he wanted to like swallow up that piece of land because he didn't want a chelik of the Mizbeach to be on Yehuda. He wanted the Mizbeach to be in his chelik. So at the end for you, Hochinam and the same thing over here by Mishkan Shiloh, that really was a Ritzua Hoisi Yitzayis, with a strip of land going out. Michelko Shah Yosef, from the portion of Yosef, Michelko Shah Ben Yamin, and one little bit strip of land of Yosef into the chelik of Binyamin. Senechnan Medika Shekhinah was in Binyamin. The Kubratri says the Mishkan by Shiloh, Yosef means that Sanhedrin was there. The Bible of the Sid, that's what the Pasuk says, Ta'anas HaShiloh. That Vaisai's Binyamin felt there about Mishkan Shiloh, that a little portion of his was given over by the Chalko Shah Yosef. Now the Gemara says, Kitanoi, Ateetza Machlekes Tanoim. That one Dashin, the Pasuk says, Choyfev Olov. By the Binyamin it says that Hashem was Choyfev Olov. So one darshan zeh migdash rishon, the Beis Hamikdash rishon was in his chelik. Kol hayoyim zeh migdash sheni. Well, then sefer shochan ilu yomayis hamashiach. So according to the first man the yomer, where was the Shekhinah by Binyamin? Only by the Beis Hamikdash, but not before, not by Shiloh, not by Levi Givon. However, Rebbe Yom, Rebbe Darshan, chayfah fall of zeh lo mazeh. Mash many place in this world, whenever the Shekhinah came down, it always came down b'makim Binyamin. That I'll be like the Brisa before, that even the Mishkan Shiloh and Leiv Givon, also the Shekhinah was in by Binyamin. Then the Pasuk says, Kol Ayoyim, Elu Gozan Yemayis HaMashiach. Or being Sefer Shochein, Zeh Olam Abo, even the Olam Abo also, the Shekhinah mainly will be in Chalkoi, Shel Binyamin. Tell the Rabbi, what about this now? Yemei Oyel Mayit Shebe Midbar, how long was the Mishkan up in the Midbar? Aboyim Shona Chosrachas. That there was only up 39 years. Like the first year they were there, Moshe was building the Mishkan, and the second year they put it up, so it was up for 39 years. Yimei Oyel Moed Shebe Gilgul, Then we said after the Midbar they came into Gilgal, how long was the Mishkan there in Gilgal? Was the Oyel Moed in Gilgal? Arba Esrei, 14 years Zayin Shekirshu, the 14 years they made up, 7 years when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, for Zayin Shechukru, then another 7 years when they divided up Eretz Yisrael. Yimei Oyel Moed Shebeneva V'Givayim, like after Gilgal, then they came to Noiva Givayim, well not really, the Mishkan says they came to Shiva first, but I call upon them, how long was the Mishkan up in Noiva Givayim? It was Chamishim V'Sheva, it was 57 years in Noiva Givayim. If so, Nishtayir L'Shiloi, how much is left over to be for Mishkan Shiloi? Gimel Neyus, 300, V'Shivim Chosar Achas, 369 years was the length of the Mishkan in Shiloi. The Rashi says this is the Cheshbin of Ne'arba Meis Ushmeinim, 480 years after Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Binyan Habayis. So again, 480 after Yetzias Mitzrayim was the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. So to keep the Cheshbin from the Yetzias Mitzrayim until the Beis Hamikdash, it comes out that Mishkan Shiloi was 369 years. That would explain. Yemei Oyu Mayut Shebe Midbar Aboyim Chosar Achas Minolam. How do we know that the Mishkan in the Midbar was only 39 years? Because the Yom HaMar we learned that Shona Rishona Osa Moshe Sa Mishkan, the first year in the Midbar Moshe was building, making the Mishkan. Shnei the second year already Hukam HaMishkan, and we know they were there for 40 years. The kids of the Mishkan was up in the Midbar for 39 years. Then B'Sholach Moshe Meraglim Sheva Gilgal. Then Moshe sent Meraglim to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now Sheva Gilgal, when they went over to Eva Yadin in Gilgal, how long was the Mishkan there? Arba Esrei, 14, Sheva Shekivshu, Sheva Shechukul. So the Gemara, we know, and how do we know this? It was 7 and 7. The Gemara says, Bikoma Kolev, because it says by Kolev. The Kolev says, Ben Aboim Shana Noichi, Vishaluach Moshe V'Hashem Moisi, Mikodesh Paneya, L'Ragalef Oretz, that Kolev was 40 years old when Moshe sent him to spy out Eretz Yisrael. And the Pasuk says, the Kolev said, the Oshir Vaisoi, Dover Hashem Levavi, I'll answer him back and tell him the way I feel, the real truth. So Kolev went to spy when he was 40 years old. And that was the second year they were in the Midbar. But Chassid, it says, the Yatu now, when they were started to divide up Eretz Yisrael after capturing it, he said, the Yatu now, Hini Anoche Yoim, Ben Chonesh Ushmanim Shana, I'm 85 years old. If so, Ki Ovre Liyadin, so Bakam, when he went over the Yadin, how old was he? Heve Bar Shivin Vitimnei, he was 78 years old. Okam, he says now, when he started to divide up Eretz Yisrael, Ben Chomesh Shemayin Shana, it was 7 years later, he was 85. Hare Sheva Shekonshu, so it comes out after 7 years that they spent capturing, fighting to capture Eretz Yisrael, that at that time Kolev was 85 years old. Now the Gemarius, but the Sheva Shechokim Minolan, how do we know it still took 7 years to divide up Eretz Yisrael? See, boy, you say, one, I can answer you, Midi Sheva Shekonshu, since it took 7 years to capture it, Sheva Nami Shechokim, the sword also took 7 years to divide it up. The boy same, if you want also I could tell you that Midalay Mishkachas Lo, the Yab Esri Shana, Acher Ashuk Seir. So if the kids who do the Pasuk in Yecheskel, and the only way you'll be able to explain this Pasuk is say that after 14 years, that's when the city was hooked, so they started to fight against the city, so it's only Shach to explain it, it will have the Cheshbin that there were 7 years of dividing up Eretz Yisrael. Then it says in the place of that, Oyo Moyed Shebenoi V'Givoin, how long was it? Chamishim Sheva, 57 years. Minolan, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, Vayehi Ki Eskiru Es Aron Elokim, when they mention the word of the Aron Elokim to Eli, the Tanya we learned, Ki Shemeis Eli, when Eli died, Ki Shemeis Eli HaKoyin, Chor V'Shiloi, that's when Shiloi was Chorav, Ubol L'Noiv, that's when they came into Noiv. They came into Noiv when Eli was Meis. Now, Kishimei Shmuel HaMosi, when Shmuel HaMosi was Nifter, Chor V'Noiv, that's when Noiv was Chorav. Obola Givon, then they came to Givon. It says, V'yihi Miyoyim, Sheva Asarim, Bekiras Yorim, V'yivu HaYom, V'yi Esrim Shona, V'yineu Kobes Yisrael, Achri Hashem. So it says 20 years later. So again, Sina Esrim Shona, how was these 20 years made up? Esrim Shona, 10 years of this was Shemolach Shmuel B'yatzmai, that Shmuel was a melech by himself.
for a son of 1 year, Shemolach Shmuel was Shaul together, Ushtayim Shemolach Shaul, and 2 years that Shaul was the king, for Shevet of David, and 7 years that David was the Melech. The Chassidut says, V'hayonam HaShemolach David HaYisrael, how long was David the king over Klal Yisrael? Mem Shana V'Chevron.